avatalk.ir.
High Intermediate 3, Unit 5, page 38 and 39. Inspirational Youth. Today's youth often get a bad rap, but they are not all hanging out on street corners or sulking in their bedrooms. The ones featured here, and many others around the world, are ambitious, talented, and making the most of their lives, often against the odds. Judith Woods and Fiona Holloway report. Nick DeLuisio, 17th app entrepreneur. Nick DeLuisio is the founder of Sumly. He grew up in Perth, Australia. His dad is a banker and his mom is a lawyer. The family moved to London when Nick was 7. At 9, he was given his own computer, which he put to use creating movies. At 12, he got an iPhone and began writing apps. He created FaceMood, an app that looked at your friend's Facebook timeline and summarized what mood they were in. Nick wanted to summarize more. The thing is, I don't have time to click in and out of every story and article on the web that interests me. I want to find a way to skim read content before reading the complete article. The time is right for this. Even Google knows that something needs to be done to make sense of the web overrun by a diarrhea of words. So, at just 16, he created Sumly, which automatically summarizes web pages and news articles. It had 100,000 downloads in its first month and attracted $250,000 in funding from the Chinese billionaire Li Ka-shing. How does Nick reconcile his life as an entrepreneur with his other life as a student and a young adult? I like a lot of things. I'm a big fan of rugby and cricket. I enjoy school and being with my friends, and I work hard at school. I'm learning Russian and Mandarin. I don't want to be seen as a kid who created an app. It's an app which happens to have a kid behind it. Steve Jobs is an idol of mine. He had a clear vision of his product. Like him, I'm obsessive about controlling every aspect of my product. Nick's ambition to summarize the entire web is still a journey in progress, but the world of technology will be hearing about his exploits for a long time to come. He has recently sold Sumly to Yahoo for $30 million. Jake Bug, 18th, singer and songwriter. Jake Bug grew up in a public housing development in Nottingham, but he has already achieved a lot. He started playing the guitar at the age of 12 when his uncle gave him one as a present. By the time he was 14, he was writing his own songs, and at 17 he took part in the Glastonbury Festival as one of the BBC introducing acts. The day before I got the call from the BBC, I had an audition for another festival and they'd turn me down. The next day the BBC called and said, "Do you want to play at Glastonbury?" It was just so inspiring and has helped quite a lot. Unlike a lot of his school friends, Jake's musical tastes extend past the top 40 and latest pop releases. Like others at his age, he browses the web to explore the artists he is into, but there are other influences as well. My mom used to play old records around the house. Sometimes the stuff she played was awful, but sometimes they were all right. Jake's songs have been played on various BBC radio shows, and one called Country Song was used in a TV advertisement. Jake himself has appeared on TV in a music program called Later with Jules Holland. He still has a lot of aspirations. Of course, Ella'd like to have a number one hit. Everyone wants that, but the thing I'd like most is to have a jamming session with Noel Gallagher of Oasis. That'd be so cool. And I guess it would be good to work with one of my heroes, Donovan, or someone like that. His debut album includes single Lightning Bolt and the song Trouble Town, which is an autobiographical look at life in public housing. Caitlin Cromit, 16, the wish granter. Caitlin Cromit grew up in Orange County, California, attending school, hanging out with friends, and playing basketball. At the age of 12, she took it upon herself to do volunteer work for a local hospice, a home that provides care for the terminally ill. When she was 15, Caitlin decided that she wanted to do more for the hospice patients, so she started Dreamcatchers, a club that aims to fulfill patients' final dreams and makes their last days happy. I had been volunteering with a hospice near me for a few years, helping out around the office and singing at memorial services, Cromit recalls. I then saw the movie Patch Adams, which inspired me to do something more to make these patients happy at the end of their lives. I wanted to be able to have their last dreams fulfilled and help people believe in happy endings once again. Anne Klein, the wife of hospice patient Bernard Klein, was Caitlin's first beneficiary. The couple had gone sailing nearly every weekend before Bernard got sick. Anne mentioned that if Bernard could go sailing one more time, he'd be happy. Caitlin made arrangements for the Kleins to sail on an 82-foot double-mast schooner. When the crew lifted Bernard aboard, he laughed. Anne says, "It was the first time we had laughed together in a long time." Since then, Dreamcatchers has granted dreams to dozens of terminally ill patients, including final family reunions with loved ones who live far away, trips to Disneyland, and hot air balloon rides. I love granting dreams. I hope that it will serve as a bridge between generations as students everywhere can give back to the communities that raised them. Caitlin is currently a senior at the University of Notre Dame studying film, TV, and acting. In addition, she travels around the country sharing information about Dreamcatchers with students, teachers, hospice administrators, and community centers. Her hope for the future is for Dreamcatchers to become a nationally recognized foundation.
Avatonki.ir